This book contains up to four sides per cassette. Side 1, Mary and the Giant by Philip K. Dick. Copyright 1987 by the estate of Philip K. Dick. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. This book contains 230 pages on five sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player and fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Annotation. In California in the early 50s, 20-year-old Mary Ann Reynolds lives in the small town of Pacific Park, works in a warehouse, and hates her life with a drunken and abusive father. Looking for love and a meaning to her existence, she has a few brief affairs. One is with a black blues singer, and another with a middle-aged owner of a classical music record store. Finally, she finds happiness with someone quite different. Some Descriptions of Sex, 1987. From the book jacket. During his lifetime, the world-famous science fiction writer Philip K. Dick was unable to obtain publication for the body of his fiction outside the genre. Although he submitted his works for more than two decades, only Confessions of a Crap Artist, now regarded as one of his strongest novels, was published before his death in 1982. Since that time, however, a strong interest in the man and his works has resulted in the publication of several novels in small press editions. All of them have sold out and garnered review attention of the sort given only to major writers of trade fiction. Now, for the first time anywhere, the complete and finished manuscript of Mary and the Giant has emerged from the files of Dick's estate and is presented here for the delight of his many faithful readers. Mary is a young woman making her way in the world of small city California in the 1950s. A strong and lovingly portrayed character, Mary is looking for both love and work, but is constantly caught in the society of sophisticated men whose attempts to manipulate her life ignite her stubborn survivalist spirit. It has been noted that Dick rarely used women as central characters in his fiction, so Mary and the Giant is of particular interest to his fans. And it is first-class Philip K. Dick. About the author. Philip K. Dick, at the time of his death, was regarded by many as the greatest living writer of SF. He was nominated for major awards many times, winning the Hugo Award for Best Novel for his classic, The Man in the High Castle. Other books by Philip K. Dick. The Best of Philip K. Dick. The Book of Philip K. Dick. Clans of the Alphane Moon, The Collected Stories of Philip K. Dick, The Cosmic Puppets, Counterclock World, The Crack in Space, Deus Ire with Roger Zelazny, The Divine Invasion, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, Dr. Blood Money, Dr. Futurity, Eye in the Sky, Flow My Tears, the Policeman Said, Galactic Pot Healer, The Game Players of Titan, The Ganymede Takeover with Ray Nelson, The Golden Man, A Handful of Darkness, Humpty Dumpty in Oakland, I Hope I Shall Arrive Soon, In Milton Lumpke Territory, The Man Who Japed, The Man Whose Teeth Were All Exactly Alike, Martian Timeslip, A Maze of Death, Now Wait for Last Year, Our Friends from Frolics 8, The Penultimate Truth, The Preserving Machine, Puttering About in a Small Land, Radio Free Albemuth, Robots, Androids, and Mechanical Oddities, A Scanner Darkly, The Simulacra, Solar Lottery, The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch, Time Out of Joint, The Transmigration of Timothy Archer, Ubik Screenplay, The Unteleported Man, Valis, The Variable Man, Vulcan's Hammer, We Can Build You, The World Jones Made, The Zap Gun.